Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Stephanie Hill Williams, owner and vice president of operations
for Williams and Associates, LLC. We're coming live from Bethesda, Maryland. Our show is titled The Word for Today is. blogtalkradio.com/equipped to serve. You can call in toll-free, speak with myself or my guest at 1-855-345-4717.
Good evening. Again, that toll-free number is 1-855-345-4717. This recording will be available here on Blog Talk Radio immediately after the show. Oh, give it about maybe 5 to 10 minutes to give them time to get it formatted. And it takes about 10 to 15 minutes or so, and then you can go back and listen to it or download it. I will also post to Facebook, Google, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You will have the capacity to download it and share it with your family, friends, and or business associates. Well, this month has gone so fast. It's been a month since I've been on the air, and I kind of miss the week to week, but the good part is between those times I can get a lot of things done and make sure I get everything lined up so we can have a great show. I just have a few announcements. Please pray for the families of the victims in the plane crash in the French Alps. We don't know why things like this happen, but God does, and we're not blaming God, but we must trust Him to work it out for His purpose. And I pray that God will comfort all of those families involved during this time of grief. We know it is difficult, especially when things happen quickly as they did and unexpectedly. Again, thank you for your prayers as I'm continuing medical procedures to get back to a place of good health. And each day I'm getting stronger and stronger. Praise the Lord. By His stripes, we are healed in the name of Jesus. And we should all walk in faith for total healing always, because God has made a way to escape our illnesses and diseases because of Jesus Christ on the cross. He bore all our sicknesses, illness, and disease. And like I said last time, every disease or illness you can think of, Jesus took that all upon Himself on the cross. Amen? we want to praise God for that. Also, pray for me and my husband as we begin our journey back to my hometown of Indianapolis, Indiana. We're so excited about that. Some of you know it as Naptown. We're excited about our future there, securing a new home, and just being able to spend time with our good friends and family members there as we move into retirement. I'm excited again for my guest speaker who I have this month. It is a pleasure to introduce her tonight, Mrs. Nolene Finch. Nolene and I met through social media on LinkedIn.com, where I have a website for writers, authors, and publishers. I believe that's where we met. I met a few authors on there, and I'm sure that's where we connected. But I'll pick her brain about that in just a few minutes. I sent out an announcement requesting guests for this show, and she was the first to respond. By the way, if any of you are interested in joining my writer's website, you can go to LinkedIn.com and then I say / some people say / but you know that / I'm talking about. Groups, LinkedIn.com/groups, and in the search box you can type in "write it down, a website for writers." All you need is a desire and passion to write. You don't have to be an author, a publisher, even though we have those on the website. We have publishers, editors, authors. There's so many. We have over 3,000, probably about 3,500 or more in the group now. But it's a good place to go and network with different professionals there and to gather information if you have that passion for writing. Nolene Finch was born into a family of 13 and often made up stories to entertain her younger siblings. She began writing poetry in her teens and has had numerous poems published in anthologies. She and her husband, Alan, reside in Cambridge Springs, Pennsylvania. They enjoy their children and grandchildren, as well as traveling when they have a chance. She's a first-time publisher, author of the book, A Fight for Innocence. She's been on several blog talk radio shows, and the purpose for her interest is to make the public aware of the signs of child sexual abuse. Her story deals with these signs along with those of a perpetrator. And that is, I must say, another subject that's close to my heart. So when she told me about her book and everything it was about, I was so excited about having her come on and on the show. But Nolene, I'd like to welcome you to The Word for Today Is.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. I'm happy to be here.
Very good. Very good. We're just going to start right into the questions, and I've sent these to Nolene, so she's had time to review. And now, we did meet on LinkedIn. Is that correct?
You were right on the money with that. Yes, we did.
Okay, good. I thought I was correct about that. But first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us some history of Nolene, where you were born. I know I mentioned a little bit about it and where you live now. But bring us up to date on some of your history.
Well, I was actually born in Erie, Pennsylvania. And I had a really, really loving parents. Lived in a home that was, you know, gosh, a lot of people used to joke about it. It was like a party because we had such a big, huge table. and, you know, benches on each side so everybody could sit on them. And, again, you had said about me making up stories when I was younger to entertain my younger siblings, and I did do that. The reason for the book, though, was actually, to me, it was kind of like a divine healing, and it was something I needed to do. I when you were talking about you have a passion about making people aware, that's kind of what happened to me. When you grow up in a loving home, and then you get older and you go out on your own, there's so many things you're not aware of. You're very sheltered from what the world really is. So that is one of the biggest reasons for me writing the book, is to make people, especially young moms, make them aware. In this day and age, there's a lot of single-parent families, and it doesn't matter if they're the dad or the mom, if they're taking care of their children pretty much on their own, they need to have the insight on how to keep their children protected. You can't just think that, okay, my child will tell me. You have to make sure that your child will tell you so they'll be protected. So that was one of the biggest reasons for writing the book. But at the same time, I did an interview one time about the book, and on the show was Hagman. He had read the book, and he goes, "Nolene, is it true your book reads more like faction instead of fiction?" Because it is under the guise of fiction, because the way that I bring about the awareness is through a story. A lot of people really enjoyed the story, and it's not a graphic book. It's more of a suspense mystery than anything. But it will actually bring about awareness on the signs to watch for with your child, and it also gives different areas on how to teach your child and you know, put it in a safety list. Like you tell them, don't touch the stove, it's hot, you know, don't play on your skateboard without your knee pads or your helmet. You want to make sure that you put it in something of that nature, so that if you feel funny about talking to your children about it, they will know it. They will sense that. But if you're comfortable in talking to your child and you put it in that safety list, it gets easier every time. And you'd be surprised how many mothers will say, "Do you know that saved my child? That actually saved my child. They ran. They came and told me right away." And that is the whole purpose of it.
Okay. Very good.
I also wanted to share with you, I feel that this book was kind of not only, it was a healing for me, for one, because I went through something when I was younger. It wasn't within my family. It was, I was at actually at a picnic. And somebody I didn't know, but the fact that something happened, and some people go through probably even worse than what I went through, when it happens to you as a child, it changes your entire life. It's like it puts guilt on you that shouldn't be on you. And it dampens your ability to make good decisions. And if it isn't dealt with, it can happen over and over again. It has to be dealt with right away. Because a child, if they're not taught and it happens and they don't tell you and it happens again, they start to think that there's something wrong with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That they're causing this to happen. And as I said, I believe it was a divine calling, because I started the book in the middle of October of 2011. And by January of 2012, I was done with the book. Now, of course, it had to go through editing and that whole process, but for a first-time novelist to write a book that quick was really quite shocking to myself anyway. A lot of people tell me there isn't too many people that can write a book, you know, or a story that quick. But I believe if you have a passion for something, and I don't know if most people know this, most fiction does have a lot of truth in it. But in putting it under the guise of fiction, you can change names and things like that. And I also, Stephanie, I wanted to go into another direction, if it's okay with you, about the dangers of the child sexual abuse in this day and age with, you know, there's so much child pornography and child trafficking and disappearing children. And a lot of people think that okay, this has been around, maybe the news coverage is just better. But when I look at it biblically, in this world today, it's changing, and it's not getting better. And
I
believe in teaching your child.
I was listening to something on TV about that the other day, how that trafficking, sex trafficking, is really getting worse. And that's okay, because you're answering my next couple of questions. There was a passion, and that's what drew you to writing and publishing that particular book. And then, as I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to get into some signs that parents should look for from their child, and I'm sure you have had done a lot of research on this. If they, to know that this child, there's something going on, and they're not telling me, or there's something wrong here.
Yeah, one of the biggest things is that your child will regress. So, say you have a 3-year-old who's been potty trained since he or she was like 2 years old, and now all of a sudden they're having accidents in their pants, or they start wetting their bed at night. They become mm-hmm. fearful of the dark, and maybe they were never fearful of the dark before. When I say regress, okay, so you have a 3-year-old all of a sudden decides that they're going to start crawling again and start talking baby talk. And you're like, what are you doing that for? What's up with
mm-hmm.
that, you know? That is one of the biggest things right there, is the regression. Another thing is if they start to become very fearful around other people, if they're very clingy, there's 10-to-1, something has happened, and they don't feel safe unless they're right up, pinned up next to you. So,
okay.
Bedwetting is a big one, though. Bedwetting and accidents in their pants.
Okay.
A lot
okay.
of times I think it's very important for people to know that these people that do these things, as they do them, they threaten the child, and they make them very afraid.
Yes, yes, and afraid to talk and tell someone about
yes.
it.
Yes, yes. I'll kill your whole family. You know, they say things like that.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a joke. You know, that's
yes.
and a child, especially when they're that little, wow, that's a lot for them to take in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Now, I'm sorry I cut you off on the child pornography, and I know the sex trafficking is a big thing now.
Oh, yeah. So I was, I've been doing a lot of research for my next book, and some of the things that I found out, Stephanie, I actually cried and then I prayed, but there are over, are you ready for this? 700,000 children that go missing in the United States in a year. In a year.
God.
That's way too many children. I mean, none should be missing in my book, but that's why I really think it's so important for parents to educate their children about everything, not just the good touches and bad touches, but, you know, going on the internet or talking to strangers.
That's
or
right.
somebody saying, I'm your mom's friend, you got to get in the car, I got to take you to your mom. They need to educate their children so they can be protected.
That's right. And I heard the United States is one of the worst countries. We have the
it
highest
is.
Rate of missing
yes.
children.
Yes, I believe France was something like 30,000 or 100,000. It was nothing close to the United States. The United States is
right.
the biggest one, and that's scary.
Mm.
Those are some scary
yes,
numbers.
Yes, it is.
2,500 a year are murdered. So, and that's on top of that 700,000 in a year. So
this is alarming.
It is. And it like I said, it brought me to tears, because to me the closest glimpse we have to heaven is looking in a child's eyes.
That's
total
right.
innocence, total love. You know, if we are not here to protect our children, what are we here for? I mean,
exactly.
They're the next generation. We need to be teaching them.
That's right. And it used to be the neighbors. Or grandparents were around to look out for each other. Now you're afraid to. People don't talk anymore, and then you're afraid of even your neighbors because you don't know them anymore. You know, it's just not the way it used to be, and you have to be so careful about who you trust your children with.
That's correct. I agree with you 100%. And it, like in our family, we pretty much, when it comes to the kids, it's a family member, somebody very, very close.
Oh, yeah.
You're not even going to put them in daycare sometimes because of the horrors that go on. But the biggest part, I believe, is to educate those kids and do your research before you put them anywhere, before they go into a daycare.
That's right.
Make sure about that place before they go there. There will be jobs any time of your life, but you only have that child, and you only have one chance to make sure that they're safe. So.
That's right. Now, places to go. If you see that something's strange and you're afraid of the way your child is acting out, or who is the best resource? You know, it could be someone like we talked about in the family that is sexually abusing this child. So sometimes it's not always safe to talk to your spouse or husband, you know, if you have a fear that it's one of them. So are there, I guess, Child Protective Service,
there
a lot of
be.
People are afraid of losing their child? And
yeah, most towns do have like crime victim centers, and there's national, depending on whether this person has internet or not, they could probably get help through the children's services in their area. They can recommend mm-hmm. agencies for them. But if they have a computer, there's national hotlines. As a matter of fact, in my book for A Fight for Innocence, I have put some of those websites in there.
Yes.
I had an experience with my daughters, and I went to a center of that nature. And I'll tell you, it helped tremendously. It was a wonderful education on top of, you know, making sure that the kids were safe. And it was, at that time, it was like one of a kind. And the way it was started is the woman's daughter went to the store. She was about 13. And she took forever at the store. The mother finally went out looking for her, and she was laying in a field. Here some men had grabbed her, and they don't need to go any further. You can imagine what they did to her. They went to the police, and she says, well, she needs to talk to a counselor or something about what happened to her. And the police said, you're right. She goes, well, who do I go to? And they said, I don't know.
Wow.
And so she started the center.
They didn't know.
No,
gosh.
They didn't know. There is a
place.
Yeah, there's a place called the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. It's RAIN is the short name for it, and it's 1-800-656-HOPE. And it will route you, any one of the listeners, to a rape crisis center near them. Or they can also call the National Center for Victims of Crime and Helpline, and that's 1-800-211-7996. And it's very anonymous, so you don't have to call and say, hey, my name's so-and-so, this happened. You can call and say, I need to talk to somebody, and they will talk to you over the phone to make sure that you're comfortable, and they'll give you the advice on what to do for your child.
Okay, very good.
It's very important to have that support.
Yes, and I'll give those numbers again at the end of the show. And what are your websites if someone wants to order your book, Nolene?
Okay, I have a website that's the title of the book, www.afightforinnocence.com. And the original website is gentlebraveheart.com.
Very good. Very good.
And there's also a Facebook page. And they can either order it directly from the publisher or Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or if they go to my site, they can actually order it directly from me, and I will autograph the book. I also have the digital downloads if anyone is more interested in that. But
okay.
One other thing, and Stephanie, we didn't talk about this before, but I wanted to bring it up. In my story, it touches on the supernatural. And when I say supernatural, I'm actually talking about the spiritual battle between good and evil.
That's right.
And
spiritual warfare, yes.
And the enemy is everything opposite of God. Every vile thinking thing that you can think of, that's what he is. So your child is not just at risk from that sexual abuse. There are many people out there that our children are being taken because it serves a purpose for that enemy. And
that's
I
right.
just want to impress upon anyone that's listening is always, always pray for your children. Always ask God to protect your children, because we war not against flesh and blood, but against spirits of darkness and principalities. So we really need to keep our children covered in prayer at all times.
Excellent, excellent. I appreciate that. Good words of wisdom there. What advice would you give someone who is thinking about becoming a professional writer or publisher?
I'm not too familiar with publishing, except, yes, I have a book published. But I think you have to have a great passion for that. And even if you're not sure, well, gee, I don't know if I can write the book or if it's going to be any good, do it. Do it and then go from there, because you can always polish up the grammar or the English or anything like that. But if you have a passion for writing, go for it, because it's a talent. It's a gift. I don't think that everybody can do it, you know. But if you can sit down and start writing a story, I say go for it. And look around to find the right place to have it published. Or is there are so many places now you can do self-publishing. That
exactly.
We could use more books in the world. We have enough crazy movies out there. We could use some good books.
That's for sure, especially Christian books.
Yes, I started. It's so funny. I started watching a lot of Christian movies. I didn't even know they were available. And I'm like spoiled now. I don't want to watch anything else.
Oh, I know. One good station is Up. Is it Up? UPN or something like that. They have some really good, like about Moses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's just so many things. Well, some of the movies are, one was called Healing Hands, and it was about a doctor that came from poverty and was always told he was nothing, and his mother kept telling him, yes, you are, you're going to be great. And he was a surgeon, and he performed, and I don't want to give the movie away, but he performed a surgery that was one of a kind that had never been done before. He is a very gifted man. Very good story. What's his name? Gooding Jr. Cuba Gooding Jr. Is that his name? He plays the doctor.
Dr. Ben Carson. Is that him?
Yeah, that could be it. But oh my gosh.
I bet that's him. Yeah.
Oh,
he's
my gosh,
very popular. He's an excellent surgeon. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Are you I know you mentioned you're working on something new.
Yes, and it brings me back to the one of the parts of the book. When I first wrote this book, I knew there was a reason for it. I believe that it is a something that God called me to do. And I kind of touched a little bit in my first book, but on the second book, I'm going to go into it more. And it talks about the evil of this world, how it comes up against our children. And the one thing that I definitely want to share with people, especially for those people that sometimes they're wondering, where are you, God? Are you even there? I mean, do you even care about me? If there's one person in your life that you know, that's always loved you, that's been there for you, multiply that love by perfection, and that is God's love for us. So even if you feel like
awesome.
Not there talking to him, keep praying to him because he hasn't left your side. If God
that's
brought
right.
you to it, he'll bring you through it.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, I tell you what, we'll have to have you back on the show, Nolene.
I would love that. I would love that, especially
okay.
when that second book comes out. It's going to be, I'm sure it's going to be controversial. It's going to go under the guise of fiction again. But again, I got to tell you that what I write about, a lot of it is reality. I know somebody
that's right.
personally that's gone through something, but I will not do it graphically, but I do it just to give people enough information to be aware of the
okay,
things that are going
good.
On in this world, in this day and age.
Good. We need more writers like you, so we'll be looking for that.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. And I want to
thank
you so
you.
Much for having me on the show.
Oh, you're so welcome. You've been such an inspiration. I appreciate all the encouragement, especially when it comes to the Word of God. We can't get enough of that. And I must apologize. I have not read your book yet, but I am going to order it and read it. In fact, I'm going to order it tonight.
Well, I hope you enjoy it. Most people tell me once they get past the third chapter, they can't put it down. And I said, well, that's what a book's supposed to do. You want something that you don't want to put it down. You want to keep reading.
That's right. That's right. Great. Okay. Thank you so much, Nolene. And we'll talk to you soon. We'll stay in touch, I know, on LinkedIn. And let us know when you finish that second book, and we'll have you back on.
Thank you so much, Stephanie, and God bless you and what you're doing. You have a wonderful rest of your week.
You too. God bless you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Good night. I would like to thank again Nolene Finch for joining us tonight. And again, her website is www.gentlebraveheart.com, and you can order the book at www.afightforinnocence.com. And I've also looked it up. It is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and I'm sure it's on other book websites as well. Now, those toll-free numbers for help, those helplines, 1-800-656-HOPE, and also the Victims of Crime, 1-800-211-7996. So jot that down. If you don't have a pen and paper available right now, you can always come back and listen to the show again, and all this information will be available for you. Our guest next month will be the lovely Mrs. Chandra Daner Livingston, who owns a wealth and wellness consulting practice for inspiration, financial education, and green e-commerce. You'll find resources for living in abundance as Chandra offers you strategies to become more efficient and profitable within your personal and business lifestyle. So you don't want to miss it. That's Chandra Livingston. In closing, remember, if you have any questions, comments, requests, prayer requests, you can always contact me at Stephanie@WilliamsAssociates.org or call me at my toll-free number, 1-888-484-0079, extension 2. Good night, and thank you again for joining The Word for Today Is. Again, I'm your host, Stephanie Hill Williams. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Word for Today Is. Until next time, remember, we have so much to be thankful for. God bless you.
Some days We forget to look around us. Someday we can't see the joy that surrounds us. So caught up inside ourselves, we take when we should give. So for tonight we pray for what we know can be, and on this day we hope for what we still can see. It's up to us to be the change, and even though we all can still do more, there's so much to be thankful for. Look beyond ourselves, there's so much sorrow. It's way too late I'll cry tomorrow. Each of us must find our truth. It's so long overdue. So for tonight we pray for what we know can be. And every day we hope for what we still can see. It's up to us to be the change, and even though we all still can do more, there's so much to be thankful for.
Even with our differences, there is a place we're all connected. Each of us can find each other's light.
Let the songs of my heart, let the rise to bless your name. Flow to you, flow to you. Lord, let my worship flow to you.
Let's worship him today. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous work among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be reverently feared and worshipped above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O ye families of the people. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. The Lord, the glory to his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Tremble before and reverently fear him in all the earth. Say among the nations that the Lord reigns. The Lord also is established so that it cannot be moved. He shall judge and rule the people righteously and with justice. Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice, let the sea roar, and all the things which fill it. Let the field be exalted, and all that is in it. Let all the trees of the woods sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes. For he comes to judge and govern the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and justice, and the people with his faithfulness and truth. Psalm 96. Let it flow.